This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Judge admonishes Rittenhouse prosecutor.
I said you were over the line.
Battle over Trump documents intensifies.
Could potentially go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier turns 100.
Always brings tears to my eyes. You can tell just by looking at me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there were tears from the defendant and the judge squared off with the prosecutor in a key day at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And after it all, attorneys for the teenager asked for a mistrial. Rittenhouse shot and killed two people at a protest last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He says it was self-defense. CBS's Nancy Chen says the decision to have him testify was a high-stakes gamble.
Rittenhouse defended his actions.
He grabs my gun, and I can feel it pulling away from me, and I can feel the strap starting to come off my body.
Don't get brazen with me.
When it was the prosecution's turn to question Rittenhouse, the judge interrupted several times, calling out the prosecutor for questioning Rittenhouse's silence after his arrest and attempting to bring in evidence the judge had previously ruled inadmissible.
When you say that you were acting in good faith, I don't believe that.
The defense sought a mistrial, but with prejudice, meaning Rittenhouse would go free and could not be retried for the shootings. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
What the defense suggests is that the prosecution, knowing it was losing, was actually purposefully doing misconduct so that it would cause its own mistrial in order to get another crack at the case.
A man caught on camera punching a police officer during the Capitol attack got a 41-month prison sentence yesterday, toughest punishment yet. And as CBS's Nicole Killian reports, former President Trump lost another round in a bid to shield White House documents.
Last night, federal judge Tanya Chutkan rejected former President Trump's request to delay the release while he seeks an appeal. The former president has argued he has a right to executive privilege. She wrote plaintiff is unlikely to succeed on the merits of his claims.
A federal judge has blocked the Texas ban on mask mandates in public schools, saying it violates a federal law covering disabled students who are vulnerable to COVID-19. In Houston, CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on what the police chief is now saying days after the concert tragedy.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner said his officers were in communication with festival personnel as CPR was being administered to multiple individuals. He later clarified on Twitter that police also told those in charge of the event to shut down the performance.
The ultimate authority to end a show is with production and the entertainer.
But on Saturday, in the more immediate aftermath of the festival, Finner defended the decision to let the show continue and said his department was part of that choice.
You cannot just close when you got 50,000 individuals. We have to worry about riding.
At the Scotland summit, the U.S. and China have announced a climate change agreement. Under it, China says it will begin reducing coal consumption before 2030 and will go carbon neutral by 2060. The U.S. has committed to go carbon neutral by 2050. Four astronauts are on their way to the space station after a nighttime launch.
The SpaceX Dragon Endurance endured. SpaceX has now launched 18 humans in 18 months on five Crew Dragon flights. The company's Dragon mission manager, Sarah Walker.
We could not be more excited to finally be here and to be standing on the shoulders of giants with this partnership with NASA.
Another achievement for the company, SpaceX launched just 2 days after a successful splashdown for another set of space station crew members. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
F.W. de Klerk, the last white president of South Africa, has died at 85. He shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela for transitioning the country out of apartheid.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A Michigan judge has approved a $626 million deal to settle lawsuits filed by residents in Flint who had their tap water contaminated by lead. Most of the money will come from the state, which was accused of overlooking the risks and not properly treating the water. Well, it's Veterans Day today, and as CBS's Allison Keyes tells us, there's a special commemoration at a solemn place.
That is the sound of taps being played at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, sacred ground at Arlington National Cemetery.
It's incredible, and it's historic.
That's Marie Campbell, here to mark the 100th anniversary of the original burial here on this day in 1921. She's with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors.
We are honored to be able to remember our loved ones, but we know that there are other families that didn't get to do that, and that's what that tomb represents.
This week, the public could lay flowers at the tomb, an intimacy the cemetery's Gerald Lowe says had been reserved for presidents.
Not only for your everyday American, the American public, but anyone from around the world.
Nancy Meyer with Daisies says for families with troops missing in action,
that possibly could be their son.
Rachel Cofield says she hopes in a divided nation, people will forget their differences and
focus on the main point that connects everyone,
which is honoring the nation's fallen. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Arlington National Cemetery.
I'm Jim Crisul in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Do veterans who live near the Army's sprawling Fort Bragg feel the nation appreciates their service and sacrifice?
Yeah, I think so, too, particularly now that it's all volunteer service.
I think, by and large, yes.
On the whole, I think the nation does.
Mental health experts say this will be an especially difficult Veterans Day for many Afghanistan war vets, given this year's controversial troop pullout.
Some of their PTSD is being re-triggered right now.
Bobby Edwards served 18 years in the Army. He did 2 deployments to Iraq and 1 2-year deployment to Afghanistan.
At California's Long Beach City College, the Safe Parking Program is not so much about cars, but the students in them. Campus Board President Uduak Joentuck says it's a support system for homeless students who live in their vehicles.
We provide overnight security, high-speed Wi-Fi, restrooms, and showers.
He says the long-term goal is to find them affordable housing. It was a big night in Nashville for Chris Stapleton.
It don't matter to me wherever we are.
He won 6 CMA Awards, including Song and Album of the Year. Luke Combs took a top honor, too.
This ain't nothing.
He won Entertainer of the Year on ABC.
I just want to thank everybody in this room, the fans, every artist in this room.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Twitter is now offering a subscription service that's ad-free and offers some perks. Ian Schur is editor-at-large at our tech partner, CNET.
The most controversial feature is the ability to undo a tweet. Yeah, for your $3 a month, you'll have a 30-second timer that counts down until it posts your tweet. And in that time, you can choose to revise any typos or any other mistakes.
It's a big online shopping day in China. Singles Day is what it's called. It usually dwarfs Black Friday events here in this country. But Asia correspondent Remy Innocencio tells us,
for the first time since it started in 2009, Alibaba's once massively celebratory Singles Day was a low-key affair, in part a reaction to China's year-long crackdown on the tech industry. The e-commerce giant announced it wanted to focus on sustainability sustainability and philanthropy and away from increasing its profits.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.